It happens every year, according to Reed Magny at the Government Accountability Board. Slick mailings, often with partisan messages about who to vote for, start showing up in people's mailboxes. Magny says there's nothing illegal about partisan mailings, but they can be misleading when the letter appears to be coming from a city clerk's office.
Very often people read this and they'll call the clerk and they say, why are you sending out this information? Why are you working with these people? And the clerk isn't working with them, did not send it out, but the way the flyer is put together or whatever, you know, they misunderstand them.
Magny says some of the flyers tell voters they're not registered when they actually are, or give them the wrong address to obtain an absentee ballot.
Our municipal clerks, you know, are really diligent and try to make sure things get to the right place if they get something from, you know, someone who isn't one of their voters. But, you know, that could cause someone to not be registered or to not get their absentee ballot.
Magny says the Milwaukee Election Commission has already received more than 100 complaints, mostly from elderly voters, about a mailing from the nonpartisan Voter Participation Center telling voters they may not be registered to vote when they actually are. Magny says there's no evidence the mailings are malicious efforts to confuse voters, but he encourages people to call their local city clerks or go to the GAB website, myvote.wi.gov, to get accurate information. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.